So Shiva has created this very interesting device for his own amusement. Because who else is there? And he calls it a teleovision. Loves playing with gadgets. And the dial on this teleovision is called the cross. And it stands for consciousness roving on the self spectrum. And Shiva likes to play with his dial. And the dial can move you to any point in space or time and see the hologram that's playing there on that station. So there are many stations of the cross. And you can stay in a certain bandwidth and move to past or future on that bandwidth, or you can move to higher dimensions, you can tune in other universes, you can tune in higher and lower levels of the fractal, you can tune in to insect consciousness frequencies and plant frequencies, and you can go up to planetary and astral frequencies. So it's a lot of fun. It keeps Shiva busy, you know, out of trouble. And wherever you land on this spectrum, you suddenly find yourself in a world and identified with a character in that world, and you don't know which one you're going to be identified with. And that's the fun of it. That's why Shiva likes it, you see. At every moment, he's someone else and something else. And it's a constant shift, you see. And yet at the same time, it's completely stable because nothing changes. You can tune in to the same station that you left millennia ago or eons ago, and it's still going on. You can even tune into the exact point where you left off watching that melodrama. So it's the perfect soap opera. Because at any point you can also come in, and as a character in that, you change it. So it's very lovely. It then gives you both free will and determinism, and multiple potentialities. And so at any moment you can tune into a particular holographic scene, like at a paradoxron, for example, where you might want to drop in and see what's going on. And tune in from the perspective of any of the characters there. You see, because the characters are under the illusion that they are separate beings and aren't aware that they are just holographic images and that there's only one consciousness that's functioning, that's enjoying pretending to be all of these different holographic images. So, you know, Shiva, being a multiple personality disorder, has to have a device like this in order to be able to appear as everyone and no one. And enjoys being able to tune in and tune out. And even within any holographic frequency, at any point, pretending to be any character, can suddenly shift to a different frequency and see that character from a different perspective. And can tune in to the highest level of the self spectrum from the perspective of that character and remember again, ah, I'm Shiva, I'm not that character. And use that to get out of the situation, you see. And then as soon as the realization, ah, I'm Shiva, comes back, he goes out and gets popcorn and then changes the channel. That's called the apocalypse. So, at any moment, Shiva is enjoying from all of the different perspectives, all the potentialities that the cross offers. And because Shiva has used this teleovision for a long, long time, he already knows what's going to happen in every scenario and has been every being on that. And so at a certain moment, he tunes into the dial that allows him to realize he is everyone at once, instead of thinking he's just one being at a time and alternating and seeing what it's like to be, you know, an ant or a bumblebee or an orchid or a human being or an angel, but to see what it's like to be the whole enchilada at once, of all the frequencies and all the permutations of all possible worlds, and hold all of that in the mind simultaneously. Now, the human isn't even capable of holding like two opposing ideas in the mind. And Shiva can hold an infinite number. So that's the difference between any character in the hologram and who you really are. You see. So if you want to know the difference, that's it. It's a question of how many paradoxically opposing ideas you can grok simultaneously. And once there's no limit to how many you can grok, then you can use this teleovision very easily. But that's the trick of learning how to use it. And as soon as you know that trick, you realize not only can you hold opposing ideas, but you can hold opposing realizations that you are different characters in the teleovision program. So you can know simultaneously that you are Bhuma and Mahalakshmi. And it's very interesting to know that you're both, right? Or you're Nirguna and Sergio simultaneously. But neither of them know that, you see. But for you to be in that position when you know you're both, you suddenly get this tension of a totally different consciousness. And so you start to learn to play chords rather than single notes, you see. And then eventually you play whole symphonic chords where you realize you're a whole sangha and then you're a whole, you know, nation and your whole planet and then your whole galaxy. And you tune in and it's music. And so as soon as you recognize that all of these frequencies that think that they are beings are actually just tones within a musical composition, then the teleovision really opens up to its potentiality of synesthesia. And it produces an effect that's extraordinarily psychedelic. And in this state where you are everyone and no one everywhere, and in wheres that no one is even aware are there, creates a consciousness that's completely detached from anything that's happening anywhere, but in complete blissful enjoyment of it all, with absolutely no investment in any of it, and with a constant readiness to change the channel as soon as it gets boring. But it never gets boring, because the teleovision includes, at any moment, all times, past, present, and future. And so all of that information is instantaneously downloaded into any character that you choose to be. So this is the difference between Shiva and Shakti. Shiva is that level of the consciousness that's completely disidentified and simply enjoying the play. And Shakti is actually creating all of these different effects for Shiva to enjoy. And at any moment, any of the characters who are mere holographic appearances can suddenly realize that the holographic appearance that they thought they were is actually Shiva using the teleovision and just having become so engrossed in the melodrama of that character that you've forgotten who you are. And that moment of awakening is so blissful that Shiva never wants to miss out on it and wants to experience it in an infinite variety of ways. And therefore, here we are. And once you tune into that station of the cross, that is the moment of awakening and ascension back into Shiva consciousness. It comes with shocking experiences. And always moments of surprise. But ultimately, it's the overwhelming bliss of the realization of how beautiful and loveful it all is. Because Shakti's heart of gold always creates stations that produce ultimate perfection of love and goodness and empowerment. I hope you're all enjoying the show. Shiva. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.